The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
As flat as that girl you took to the middle school dance tools, and you found out later she was a he. Welcome to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This episode is taped on April 6, 2012. Boy, if that music can't get you pumped up, I don't know what can. Here's my main man, Poncho.
Good thing you hid those gigapets upstairs, tools. Fresh off three flushes this morning, baby. Philly's starting up. Love that music. Run with me, tools.
Okay, we got some great topics to get into this show. First off, we're going to talk about the Phillies' first win, how the season's shaping up. Second, Flyers, playoffs. Man, we know who they're playing. I'm excited. Third thing, we got Monkey Man 129. He's going to give us a little Eagles talk, the Eagles signings. Maybe we'll talk a little Sixers. Pacho, what did you think of that first game for the Phillies?
1-0. It's a familiar tone for the season. You're going to be seeing a lot of this. 1-0. Who are the RBI men? Not Rollins, not the big names. Carlos Ruiz knocks in Ty Wigington to... you're not used to seeing that in the stat sheet, but we're going to be getting runs from different places. And if the pitching keeps up, that's all we'll need, tools.
The question is, the template is set. Excellent pitching, not many runs. Can we win enough games till we get our big bats back? Can we get by doing this template?
Sustain. Sir Tools, sustain. Just keep this pace going. A little bit of hitting, a lot of good pitching. Just to get us to the middle of the season, and hopefully Utley and Howard are back. Tools tell me they'll be back. I'm headed back out to Pittsburgh tomorrow morning. I was there for Thursday's game. I'll be covering this entire series from PNC. Tools, I'll give you everything you need tomorrow night as we step into game two. Couldn't be more excited.
Just to clarify for the listeners out there, the Voice and Poncho are all over the Phillies. We had Poncho out there for game one. He's heading back out to Pittsburgh. We're going to have boots on the ground. We're going to be able to give you all the information you need.
No boots on the ground for you, Tools. Wearing your wife's Toms and a little extra product upstairs for that wave going. But not saying it doesn't look nice. Speaking of not nice, whew, this is going to be an ugly series for the Flyers.
Flyers, Penguins.
I'm a man!
This is going to be a series for men. Let me tell you, Poncho. This is going to be reminiscent of the Broad Street Bullies. This is going to be a knockout, drag 'em out, 1970s hockey style. Are you excited?
First round. It's going to be Jody Foster ugly tools. Get ready for the teeth and blood to be flying. I don't know if it matters much that they're opening up in Pittsburgh. I mean, that puts some pressure on the home team, so that actually could play to the Flyers' advantage. One thing for sure, sticks, punches, everything flying in this series, tool. Strap in.
Peter Laviolette was not happy in that game that happened last week. There was some dirty play. The Pittsburgh Penguins did some line changes. Craig Berube was not happy. We have an audio clip courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet of the Flyers' assistant coach expressing his opinions on how he was not happy with the Pittsburgh Penguins' play from last week. Let's take a listen.
Let me tell you something. Crosby and Malkin are the two dirtiest players in their hockey team. They slash, they punch guys in the face, they do all these little things. I got no problem with what Shen does. And if somebody runs him over, that's great. They should run him over. This guy gets away with too much, in my opinion, whines to the refs all day and all night. It's a joke. And the guy did something to Shenner a little bit earlier, so he just went and gave him a little shot. It wasn't like it was a tough, bad cross check. The guy dove.
Ego complex, tools. This guy has got a big head. We need to knock that bean around a little bit in this series, tools. Concussion problems. This kid's just coming off of them. Maybe we can bring him back with a little tough love.
Boy, that is a sensitive subject this week, Poncho. Are you suggesting that the Flyers should aim for his head?
I didn't say that on the record, tools. I'm just saying I would have no problem if Greg Williams, the former assistant coach with the Saints, would pay a visit to the city of Philly and particularly the Flyers locker room.
I'm sure the fans out there have already heard these audio clips from Greg Williams. There was a rat in the locker room, taped everything. I mean, what do you think Greg Williams would suggest for the Flyers to do?
Kill the hit, the body will die.
Words of wisdom from Greg Williams. Boy, I wish he was the Eagles' defensive coordinator.
He's a great man, Tools. Let's get him here, please.
Let's talk predictions in this Flyers-Penguins series. I think Flyers in six. They're going to win in Pittsburgh, but who cares?
Well, I'm going to say Flyers in seven, Tools, only because I was going to go six as well. I cannot be the same with you on anything. You're the only guy I know that's trying to sit on his Twitter handle, so I'm not getting anywhere near going down your lane. I'm going Flyers in seven. Ugly, effective, moving on.
Well, let's get to our segment of our caller of the week. We got Monkey Man 129, and let's talk about some Phillies and Eagles.
Caller of the week.
On the line with us today is Seth Goodhart, Monkey Man 129. He's coming to us from Township. Seth, how are you doing?
What's going on, guys? Long time, first time. How's it going?
Rarely do we get a specimen like yourself, Monkey Man. What's happening with you tonight, Termite?
Oh, man, I'm just getting pumped up for the Phillies tomorrow. We're leaving for Pittsburgh first thing in the morning, so real excited.
That's what we love to hear. Seth is a true 4-for-4. He even has a Philly tattoo on his arm. I mean, this guy is the real deal. Seth, how do you feel about the Phillies so far?
I feel good. It's been interesting with the injuries and stuff, but I was really excited yesterday to see Mayberry Jr. stepping it up defensively, which I don't think we saw as much last year, so I think they worked on that. That's a good sign. I have to get Michael Martinez back. He's a good platoon guy. Move him around. I just think they can't focus on Howard and Utley's injury. They need to focus on what they have and who they have on the field.
Yeah, Michael Martinez, if you remember, Seth, Tools predicted him as his preseason MVP, but he hasn't seen the field yet. I got a quick question for you. Can I throw it at you?
Give it to me.
Tell me how this team stays alive until Utley and Howard come back. You tell me to forget. Convince me. How do we do it?
These new guys are going to have to prove it to us. I mean, you got Wigington. It's like a whole new infield. Polanco, as long as he stays healthy, everybody's so vulnerable, it seems, these days. But just stay positive and work with what you have out there and try not to be, just waiting for Howard and Utley to get back. Use what you have out there and have those guys implement it.
So you're saying that you just want to plow right through this. You just want to just not even worry about Howell or Nutley. Just keep playing and keep winning. Let pitching guide us.
Exactly. I mean, the pitching is there like it was last year and the year before. And, if you keep worrying about these injuries and when they're coming back, these injuries might be nagging. You know how Utley's been when he's got injured before. They come back and Howard Achilles, that could be, it's already taken way longer than it was supposed to for him to get back. So, you just can't focus on that. Got to focus on what's out there, what you have.
Seth, I saw plenty of your photos on your MySpace. I didn't realize you had such a sturdy voice to go with it. Can we shift gears, maybe get on to some big news for the Birds? Demetrius Bell, we got a big new tackle. Seth, how excited are you?
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see this guy on the field. I've been watching a couple clips from him in Buffalo. One of the biggest things that excited me was that he played with Peters back in the Buffalo days, and he says that he and Peters have a very good relationship, and I'll be excited to see how they get together and how Peters can teach him stuff out on the field.
Speaking of relationships, I've done some research. The last thing you want to do with Demetrius Bell is talk to him about his father. I don't think he has any relationship with Carl Malone. Just as a side note, if anybody would see this guy on the street, don't even bring it up.
And God forbid anyone on this team is HIV positive. Carl Malone will not be around the team much if that's the case. But with that said, Seth, we got you on the record, so we might as well nip you a little harder. How many games does this team win? I know we're way out yet from the season, but just throw a number out there.
That's tough. We've got to get past just reaching the double-digit numbers. We got to get 11, 12 wins this year. I mean, we've been scraping by, just barely making it to the playoffs if we do the last couple of years. So, I mean, the talent's there. You know, McCoy, got to keep him healthy. You got Deshaun with his contract now. So maybe his head will be a little more in the game, no stupid stuff. And, you know, 11, 12 wins.
11 or 12, that would be awesome. I mean, I feel they're going to win the NFC East. I felt that last year. I'm just so excited to see this offense on the team. All we need is the defense to mesh just a little bit. If this defense can just produce a little bit more than they did last year, this is a NFC championship team.
Tools,
I agree.
Yep, you felt a lot last year, actually, Tools. Seth, I don't mean to bombard your brain. Can we get on maybe to the Flyers? I hear you're a 4-for-4.
I am.
The orange and black open up in a few days here, round one. What are you thinking?
Well, these guys have to stay focused. I mean, everybody knows about the bloodbath with Pittsburgh, and, you know, they're going to see them in the playoffs. But, you know, it can't be all about their anger and revenge and spite and everything like that. They need to, you know, this team isn't, you know, we're not looking at them like, oh, they're going to plow up in the playoffs here. You know, they've been having some trouble finishing out games strong in these last couple weeks. Briz, I think, has his act together. But you never know come playoff times. It's a whole different, it's a whole
different. Speaking of the Russian, oh, monkey man. Speaking of the Russian, we have some Russian heritage in the studio, Seth. Don't know if you listened to last week's show. Major topic. It's a country we love. You just dug in a little bit. I'm going to ask you to burrow a little deeper. What happens in this series? Give me an outcome. Do we even move on to round two?
Yes, I say Flyers take the first series. The second one, we'll have to go from there and see who they play. But, you know, I think they have enough behind them right now. They'll push to the first round pretty easily.
Real quick, Monkey Man, real quick. Would you take Greg Williams' advice and take a run at Sid's head? Would you knock him in his head?
I don't know. I feel like those guys were trained to do some pretty awful stuff. They were just doing whatever that guy said. So I think if I got under his regime, I just might have to listen to him too.
Well, Seth from Manheim Township, we appreciate you coming on the show. You are a true 4-for-4. We might be reaching out to you a little bit when you're in Pittsburgh. If you could send us some pictures, maybe it gives us some inside knowledge. We would appreciate that. We just love having the fans interact with us, and we just appreciate you coming on the show. Punch!
Seth, this was a very warm, soft, tender experience with you. I hope we catch up again sometime down the line.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you having me on. Take care now. Love the show.
Like it. And we want to thank Seth Goodhart from Manheim Township for being our caller of the week. He was a true 4-for-4, Poncho.
Great, great call. If we can get right to something real important. First ever voice in Poncho Bracket Challenge. The NCAA Final Four wrapped up. It looks like bleed green from the lovely New Jersey comes in with the victory. He takes the free haircut. Not much you can do about that. He's balding, thin, everything else. But we will try our best to shape him up a little bit, Tools.
Oh, it's a project from what Kelly tells me. It is an absolute project cutting that hair. But congratulations, Brilly Green. I might want to submit my bracket for the worst bracket ever.
You're terrible. Tools, not only did you pick two brackets, they were two of the worst brackets I've ever set my baby blues on. You had Missouri winning everything, and you actually had Long Beach State in the Elite Eight, Creighton in the Final Four. I've said it before, can't be said enough. Ugly bracket. Speaking of ugly, let's get to a special bit that you've been just buzzing about all week.
Okay. A couple weeks ago, the Poncho and I, we had a few Bud Lights, and we were talking, and one thing that he told me, which I almost fainted and passed out, was that he found D. Lynam very, very attractive.
You're talking about the Comcast Sportsnet anchors here, Tools, and you are just lying straight out in the air. D. Lynam, son of former Sixers coach Jim Lynam. Personally, I'd rather have her dad. She is rough. I don't care how much of the bath salt she's slipping into my gin and tonic, Tools. I'm not down with that.
So what we're going to do is we're going to post a poll on our Facebook page, which says, who do you think is the best looking Comcast Sportsnet anchor? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're going to vote for D. Lynam. That's going to be vote number one for you.
I don't know. Who are you going with? Leslie Goodell?
Leslie Goodell, almost as bad. If it came down to this, I'm sticking with the hand and the Crisco. Not the shortening tools, the oil. She's rough. Oh, her face just sags. Everything else is just weak. Everything's wrong. You got to go with Lisa Hillary. The forehead. It's there. It's tough to get over. But you know what? If I can forget that for 5 to 7 minutes, I'm game.
I am not going Lisa Hillary. I'm going Amy Fadulz.
Whew.
I think Amy Fadulz is a little better looking than Lisa Hillary. One thing, though, that Wiss Inc. wanted us to tell you is he loves Meredith.
Meredith is leaving for a Yankees job. It's a shame I could use a Yank, but she was actually the Sixers commentator, but she is off to bigger and better things. You mentioned Fadul, decent. Just put that face right straight in the pillow, though, Tools, and get to it. She is a little rough up top, Cleveland Brown, and with the rough helmet up there.
So we're going to get to our flavor and flub of the week. Mm. Poncho, what do you got for us?
As if I couldn't get any more excited. Flavor and flub. I'm going to take the flavor this week, Tools, if you're okay with that. Last week, I disrespected my boy, Ivan Drago. The flavor of the week this week, the big Russian from Rocky IV. I discredited him last week. Still can't believe he killed Creed. The sweat just pouring off of him when he's training with that robot. The subtitles when he's talking to his girlfriend. That was an incredible movie. When Rocky's blackballed trainer just goes nuts in that corner, I get so hyped. Ivan Drago, hit the one in the middle, Rock!
Whoa! My flub of the week is Galvez. Only the 8th player in Major League Baseball history to hit into 2 double plays in his first Major League Baseball game.
2 at bats, 4 outs. Tools, I told you don't get excited about this kid. He's very young, baby-faced, baby in the game right now. They better figure something out at second base. Good flub, Tools. Before Tools gives you a kiss goodnight, here's how you can get a hold of us down the line. Don't forget about our Twitter feed. It's active. It's a good feed to be on. At The Voice Poncho. Facebook, we're also there. The website, thevoiceponcho.com. Everything you need, up-to-date stuff on there, columns, great bios. We feed you everything here, Tools. Last, not least, 717-455-7164. That's the voicemail. Call it up. We're always listening, checking that line. Let us know what you think. Tools with AT.
Thank you, Poncho. Hey, we know we had a bunch of new listeners this week. We just want to thank everybody for checking us out. We're going to be coming, giving you some great information from Pittsburgh. Everybody, we also want to give a thank you to our producer, at Bleed Green. All right. Have a great weekend. See you, everybody.
See ya.